What's up, everybody?
What's up,
everybody?
It's Big Low.
It's definitely Big Low.
Little bit of bitty, big bag, little low.
Welcome back to New Era Podcast. Of course, I am here with the gang. I don't actually know what we're going to talk about, even though we got a whole list of things to talk about. I honestly don't know how I go, but I'll let the gang introduce themselves. I got my brother, Fat Boy
May. Mm-hmm. Your favorite blogger. I won $20 just today on FanDuel. They're going to close the whole building now.
Period.
For y'all niggas.
Roll the red carpet out for Fat Boy.
Damn, I'm a winner. Okay.
Axe. Raiders winning right now. It's a good weekend so far. Be great.
Yeah, we got some fantasy football today. What's up, Freddie?
Oh, man. 8 a.m. on the West Coast, and we here to talk battle rap. But is there any battles to talk about? Well, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Burly.
Let's get to the shits.
And we got everybody's absolute favorite that water in the background. We got Dutch KIB Kip. Keep it a buck, Logan. You keep it a buck. How you keep it a buck? Will you keep it a buck?
Keep it a what?
Listen,
buck.
If you tuck though.
Tuck.
You know what I want to say.
Now, hold on, goddammit. You tuck though.
Yeah. The nerve of URL.
Freddie with this airplane every
the week. Airplane sign.
I'm not an embarrassed.
I'm drowning in Apple Vince URL. We need why, but it's at least one.
It was Pornhub on Twitter Wednesday night.
Titties and ass
go Dutch, and go you can Dutch. Expect to see Dutch at the top of the comments on all of the Dutch. Twitter ladies. On all of the Twitter ladies.
Bro, all I seen was Fat Boy with exclamations and caps in the group chat. Like, what the fuck is going on? Go Dutch.
Go Dutch. Word to Mama B. Where the pretty ladies,
son?
Yo, your boy Dutch KIB Kip, long you keep it a buck, and the whole game look up to me. I'm a scoreboard.
Period.
First, shout out to Nitty, but more so, let me say this. I still gotta watch the battle, but shout out to Eunice. Because I heard you really put on, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. Shout out to you. And shout out to you for providing the updates. Because I didn't see a lot of updates there, you know what I mean, on Twitter in terms of the Civil War. So shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you, man.
Hey, shout out to the person that allowed me. You know what you did. I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, shout out to that. Eunice and Hustle Battle got moved, okay? It got moved from Final Exams to Civil War. I can't wait to see that battle.
What happened there? How come we got switched to a different event?
Hustle blocked me, so I'm going to just talk shit, and I'm going to say it's because she was fucking scared.
Hold on. How do you know what the funny part is? Y'all don't realize that she moved the battle to the next day and wound up battling on the same card that Coffee and Shuni was on?
Mm-hmm. It sounded like to me it was an conflict of interest where Miss Hustle probably had some shit she was doing Sunday or wasn't willing to do.
She was still getting her bars written down, so she had to make sure that she was fully prepared.
Okay. She tweeted out, my apologies. I will not be battling Eunice on the whatever card. So I'm guessing if they ended up battling, it's because she had some other shit going on, probably. But it could be what Lowe said. It could be.
She had to stop that cap and hit that cash app for that rider, baby. Duh. Hey, I heard Nitty choked. Okay.
No.
I heard heard it was like about a 15 second ish or more part of his round where where he was, you know, trying to remember his bars. Of course, we're going to wait to see it, to actually see it, because you know how people beef it. And it probably seemed way, like, pause in advance, longer of a time in the building. 15 seconds probably feel like a minute and a half when you in the building waiting for a nigga to get to the next part of they rap. So,
But I heard, start to, like, notice that you choking, you be like, oh,
shit. Right, right. But I did hear Foots might have won that battle. I heard Foots was getting 3-0 chance. I was like, okay, Foots.
I seen a clip this morning. This nigga Tay Rock said something about cutting through Jack Boy. First the brown, then the
brown,
white,
then the white, then the pink.
Like
Neapolitan.
Oh my God. What is
that? First of all, you know why I'm mad? Because that crowd, they should have, that the reaction should have been crazy right off rip, but it wasn't. It's only like a few of them never heard of Neapolitan ice cream. I'm like, that's why y'all need to listen to New Era podcast, because we just were talking about ice cream like two shows ago. And we couldn't explain to y'all.
Yep.
Tay Rock like 40 years old. He remembered Neapolitan ice cream.
He went to birthday parties as a child. Dapo. Just so Dapo knows, people went to birthday parties as kids, and we liked Neapolitan and Superman ice cream.
Yo, Rock, go to the Superman ice cream bar immediately.
Okay, so the first thing on the list to talk about is, of course, they announced URL Crucible 4. Of course, the final exam, the niggas wasn't even done writing for their final exam, and they already got a new class of Crucible.
Is it like when, you know, what you call it, like right after Labor Day, they put up the Christmas decorations to sell in Walmart?
Literally. Dutch, that is like actually the perfect fucking example. Like, I didn't even get a chance to put up the Thanksgiving decorations. You're already selling me Christmas decorations?
I don't even know who was in the third Crucible for y'all to be starting a fourth Crucible. This shit, I took Dutch. It is iRobot 4. That's what's going on, happening. Dutch?
I wrote, you know what? I have some talking points about the Crucible.
Please
and
do.
I wanna share this. One thing I noticed in terms of, first and foremost, I gotta take it to the whole landscape of the URL right now, right? So it kind of feels like at this point, it kind of feel like at this point it's kind of like how they first started and where they're trying to get the new talent to get exposed more. But the thing about that is that the new talent at that time, they were pretty much built on YouTube. You know, of course, you know, they did their thing on in whatever league they was on, but they was primarily built on YouTube. Fast forward, whatever new talent that we know now, that was helped built on Caffeine. These are two platforms that have access to a mass audience, right? Versus you have an app and you're trying to build people, new talent on an app. That can't really work because a mass audience doesn't have access to them unless they pay a subscriber's fee, right? So you can have all the classes of Crucible people you want, but nobody knows about them, and you can't really you can't really display them because you're worried about the app and putting them on the app. URL at this point has to figure out a way to display their new talent to the mass audience while managing an app, whether it's YouTube or Caffeine, something. Because what's happening is that we are not seeing these people. You know what I'm saying? Even what you call the first class, right, of Crucible people. Remember Elijah Strait, MVP, what's his name? Kid Slade. These guys, we know them because we've seen them on Caffeine. We haven't seen any of these new other people. Hold on, I'm not done yet. But we haven't seen all these new people on display yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's also you should be leaning to the media. I mean, there's some way, somehow, you got to be sending them promo clips, having them exclusively screen some of these battles, so that way they could help with the widespread attention that these battlers need. Otherwise, you're going to just have another class that we don't even know about, to be honest with you.
I don't know class 2 or 3, and y'all starting 4. I have no clue who any of these niggas are.
A perfect time before they start working on Crucible 4 to like maybe do a tournament with the guys that just did like final exams, and then the last group of Crucible guys, and maybe throw in some of the vets in there, and then like do like a tournament. I'm not sure how much the tournament should be for or anything like that, but I do think the tournament was a good way to consistently see like some of the new guys, you know what I'm saying? Right. Especially if they do them on Caffeine, it's live, so more people can see it. It might not be a YouTube drop, but I think it's crazy to, like, we know some of the guys, but you gotta be like a battle rap nerd to really know some of these newer guys. Like, of course we know them, we nerds, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we tapped all the way in, but for like the more casual fan, they might not even know somebody from the Crucible that's as popular as somebody like Eunice. You know what I'm saying? Who is one of the more talked about newer Crucible guys. So it's like, if the majority of people might not even know Eunice, like, y'all got to get more eyes on them a little better instead of just keep on churning out new talent, which is cool. We love new talent. But it's like, y'all going to have 100 new guys that nobody knows trying to get everybody to battle Tay Rock, Nitty, and DNA. Like, we ain't.
Okay, so am I tripping, or I guess I'm asking Dutch, because Dutch, you part of the Crucible process. So this is my question. Am I tripping? I guess it's a two-part question. Number one, am I wrong in believing that the winner of the Crucible was supposed to win like $10,000 or something like that? Am I tripping for remembering that wrong? Or they just won the Crucible?
I was told that that was the case. I don't know if that happened. I'm not a person to answer that question, but I do remember that was told in the beginning. Yes.
Yeah, because I remember NXT, when they pulled NXT out the Crucible, like, he was missing out on a chance to win the money.
Right. I was mad at that because I scouted next, and the fact of the matter is that he lost out on an opportunity
Sorry, my bad.
Anyway, he lost out on that opportunity, and I feel like honestly, if he would have stuck in the Crucible, he would have got a better opportunity there than whatever happened afterwards. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is.
No, but they snatched him from there and tried to twerk push, as we call it in the culture now. They tried to twerk push him, and then niggas started hating this nigga because y'all was putting him on every single fucking card back to back to back, and we couldn't stand it anymore. But my other question, I guess, Dutch, is who the fuck won the second or the third? I do not even know who, if, because I'm asking because my first question was like, I thought it was somebody was supposed to be winning these Crucible situations. So who won the second or the third?
All right. So this is my assumption. Nah, it's not. And this is the reason why I get upset sometimes. This is the reason why I get upset sometimes, because things change on the fly. And when things change on the fly, nobody is notified on what's going on. At a certain point, pretty much, this is how usually the process goes, right? I scout, I deliver talent, and that's it. Now, if you have a relationship or in constant communication, then you may know more information on exactly what is changing. For the most part, though, it's more so like, you did your job, you got your ballots to the next phase, and then whatever happens after that is management. You feel what I'm saying? So that is where that goes. So it's a lot of things that are changing, but there's no communication to a lot of the scouts on what is going on. So if you were told that, okay, there's a prize and then a winner in the beginning, and this is supposed to be on the second season, third season, and there's nothing, then I don't know what to say. You know, that's something that needs to be discussed with other people. But for the most part, the top six is the only thing that has, to me, that has remained consistent. And that wasn't really a thing in the first season. But the second season, the third season, those have top six. Because, you know, Soufflé of Souls, Fush, that was season two. And now Wusa and Eunice, that's season three. They have top six. The top six goals and battles on final exams. But the first one, not so much. So they figuring out as we go still. So I don't know what to expect for season four, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pack it up, URL. Anyway.
Yeah, pack it up. I'm not gonna lie. I keep calling this shit iRobot for a reason. I feel like y'all just turning out a bunch of battle rappers and we not getting to learn who none of these niggas is. I'm not gonna front. I do recall seeing Ease and Hansel and all these niggas, Klutz, all these niggas y'all tried to like dump on card after card after card after card originally, and it kind of got quiet for them a little bit. It's been a little low key. And then we did start hearing about Eunice and Wusa and these niggas, but buzz wasn't nearly as high as the previous class. So it's like, well, at this point, you starting a four. I understand it's a lengthy process as far as, you know, graduating a new six or whatever y'all want to call it. But my thing at this point is like, Dutch kind of bodied it when he said, y'all need to get these niggas like on YouTube, even if it's just take the best round from the best battle they did and put it on YouTube, at least so we can see or people can see who these people are, because they won't request these niggas to battle anybody if they don't know them. So y'all just like, oh, well, we're going to get Eunice out there. We're going to put him versus Hustle. Next, he going to battle Rum Nitty, and then y'all going to love him. No. Nope.
I just want to...
That is not how that's going to work.
I just want to say something real quick, right? And I think we spoke about this in the group chat. And I think Lowe actually put the idea out there how the Crucible guys, kind of like Ultimate Madness, but they could even do a card and where, you know, they have a card where they could battle some of the mid-tier vets. You know, a combination of the previous season, this season, and mid-tier vets, and do a card like that and drop it on YouTube or even on Caffeine. Otherwise, you're going to have, and no disrespect, but let me ask y'all something. And whoever even have the app, did you know that Cortez just battled? They just dropped a Cortez battle. Yeah, I saw
the notification versus Klutz, right? Yeah.
Exactly. What does that do for Klutz? And no disrespect to Cortez or Klutz, but
I'm gonna tell you what it do for him. It does exactly what the fuck it needed to do, which is give him experience. Him jumping straight to JC and the writers like that, when he is such a witty, creative kind of writer, he might not always be for me, Klutz, but he needs to battle other people that are not his end game. So someone like Cortez and Shouts to Core, he's a vet, legend type, whatever you want to call it. Like, that's good enough. He's not an end game for anybody, but he is great for experience. He is great for, you knowing whatever type of crowd this is going to be. This is a different type of opponent. Cortez is probably a difficult opponent to write for, to be honest. It's not a whole lot of like dirt on there. Like, it's old things that you can rap about. So it's really going to test your skill on how you're going to create your material for an opponent that don't have a bunch of things to just readily write about aside of surf. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that it doesn't do anything for him but give him experience, which is, in my argument for the new guys, is what they need. Do Klutz need to hurry up and battle JC? No. Would a Cortez battle make a little more sense in the beginning of his URL drive? Yes, that makes way more sense to me. Big T and like certain people like that, and shout out to them. but I don't think these dudes need their in-game battles up front. Chilla and JC could have easily been clutch battles for next year.
I think that I messed up the wording. What I, and Lo, you're absolutely right. I feel like what I meant to say was that battle did not need to be on the app. That battle should have been on a platform that where people could see it. You understand? Because it does nothing for Klutz to have that battle on the app. It does nothing.
On the app.
You understand? It does nothing. Because people are going to find... Because first and foremost, like, a lot of people are very finicky. I'm paying $8 and a month. I want to really see a Cortez versus Klutz on the app. But if you put it on YouTube, you know what? It builds his profile and other people can see what's going on. Okay, well, I seen him versus, I heard about him versus Chilla. Oh, he battled Cortez. Let me watch it. You know, and the last thing I want to say about this topic, you're right also, Lo, about giving these guys end game battles too soon. I compare it to a rookie, right? And how sometimes they have a slow start because they're adjusting to the league. They're adjusting to game speed. So when you throw a lot at a person at this at a certain point, they're like, "Oh my gosh, what's going on?" But when they figure it out by like the middle of the season, right? And I figured that maybe like their third or fourth battle, right? Then you're gonna see, okay, they're getting it going, they're getting it rolling, they're figuring it out. But if you give them the end game battle in the beginning and they get hot, now you just missed out on an opportunity to really give somebody a bag later on.
And an opportunity and a look. Battle.
Exactly.
For your platform, like just imagine everybody feels Klutz did well against JC and Chilla. Everybody feels like that, right? Yeah. There's certain things about it I don't really care for. But just imagine a year from now when he has several more battles that give him several, just much more experience, how better the writing for JC and Chilla would have been. Just imagine how much more he would have got paid. Imagine how much more better the battles would have been for the URL platform. So I get why they give them certain, like, nobody's just watching a Klutz battle. You want to pair him up with somebody that other people want to see. But they got to figure out the right people to pair them up with, not their end games. And it doesn't always have to be Nitty. Please stop making Nitty battle all the new people. Please.
That's what I'm saying. Please. This is what I want to say. Just to further y'all point, right? There's an opportunity, like you said, instead of battling Klutz and JC early in his career like that, imagine if he beats, I don't know, he is Slade. Maybe he has a debatable with Real Sick. Maybe he beat Bad News. Maybe he had a battle with Holmesy. Let's say he go 4-1 or undefeated of them five, and then you can make a case to put him on the bottom of a known. Like, oh, shit, this nigga 4-1 going up against JC. It's a more appealing battle. But to watch this nigga battle JC fresh out the gate, and we don't even know enough about this nigga to root for this nigga, it was like, well, for what? What was this for? Even if he had a good battle, which I thought it was okay. I know some people didn't really care for it, but for me, I was like, he did pretty good to me. But it didn't make him any better, and we didn't like him that much more because he battled JC. You still got to earn your keep around here. You have to battle well. Own it, not so much mattering. If you cook a nigga and catch a 30, the fans gonna hear that shit like, yo, this nigga keep catching 30s on niggas. What's going on? Who is this nigga? It's a lot different than he battled JC. That's it? A lot of niggas battled JC. Don't mean nothing, bro.
It matters more. It matters more after he's cooked, after we've seen what he's capable of, just say, for six battles. And then he gets to that JC battle. Because we like, all right, we done seen you tested with these many different tests, but this is the test right here. This is going to be the one to show. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know why we jumping ahead. Like, I feel like, okay, so after you have a good battle with just say JC, who do you want to battle next? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else is going to feel like you're stepping down. And I also feel like, and then we get where these new guys want to live in the old world with the veterans, where it's, you don't you don't deserve to battle me because I battle such and such. Like, we don't live in that world now. Niggas is just battling niggas just to battle. It's not no real storylines and all that no more. But the new guys, they want to have that same, talk that same type of shit. Like, I battled JC already. Why would I go battle NXT? Why would I go battle Rumsey? Why would I go battle? And it's like, that's part of the reason why you need to let them get those battles too. Because once they get their end games, everything else feels like a step back. Y'all did the same thing with Real Sick and Easy to a point too. Y'all just got lucky that they did really, really fucking good.
So, all right. I guess the best way to ask, I'm gonna ask Freddie. Freddie. So Rum Nitty's taking a lot of battles, bro. A lot of them. Like, he's taking a whole bunch of battles. Some names you know, some names you kind of know, not really familiar with. And yesterday, he battles Foots. Right now, for me, I look at a name like Foots for somebody like Nitty. It's a name for my resume towards Cody. It's not a name that's going to make or break my resume, but it's another name to show how many battles I've taken this year and been competitive all year. Are you bothered as a Nitty fan? Are you looking at this and going, after hearing he possibly choked in this battle, it's like, yo, this is why we don't want to see my guy battling niggas for no reason that he really don't need to, because you ruining his opportunity by putting him in the ring with somebody that this battle don't really mean shit. But if I fuck up in here and niggas is yelling 3-0 like they saying on the timeline, yo, niggas was yelling 3-0 for Foots versus Nitty, you fucking his year up versus nigga. He didn't need to battle at all.
He definitely put a little blemish on his shit, but it's also got to blame Rum Nitty. He's taking the battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some time, like, you having a great year. Like, maybe this is one that you should have said no to, you know? Like, this was a risky battle, really no high reward, you know, so I gotta blame Nitty for taking a lot of battles, but yeah, I do feel like that at times, where it's like, I'm tired of seeing him take all these plates against people that ain't really doing nothing for him, you feel me? Like, we want to see him against the Luxes, we want to see the big plates that he has left while he's on fire like he is, so.
Baby need new shoes, that's the battle that happened. Nitty, man, look, I love Nitty, man. Yo. Don't get me wrong, but this was a baby need new shoes battle. The man just battled Jazz. He battled Immaculate. He battled Ace on Summer Madness. This was a and now civil. He needed new shoes. The holidays is coming up. Listen, he needs new shoes.
I think he got kids. You know them daughters be expensive. Daughters expensive.
Outfit, so hair, makeup, nails.
It might be coming time for the kids. I don't know how old his little babies is, but he might got some high school age. Homecoming just passed. You know that's if he got daughters. I think he got daughters too. That's a grip.
You think he Nino Brown? He ain't give away turkeys in the hood. Hey, what you doing? Stop taking all these battles, bro. Get the big battles. Get the big bread so you can battle less.
Definitely.
Orthopedic Foots out here. Come on.
shout out to Foots. I heard he definitely went off. I see a lot of good things on the timeline. I heard he got the three oceans. Leave the alien alone, but I'm excited to see that battle.
He just addicted to just battling. Damn.
Yeah, but meniscus, Voltron's meniscus, he give us any one of them types of bars, and we gonna have to sit Nitty right on down for just a little bit.
Paramedic bars, something you gotta deal with.
So 40 bars had a lot to say. And Fatboy, would you like to elaborate?
She got packed up.
Sure, why not? Okay, so 40 Bars had to sit down with Hip Hop Is Real. Shout out to them. Uh-huh. Big contributors to the culture for many years. We love Hip Hop Is Real.
And go check out their clips of the weekend, URL Battle Weekend. They just said they got plenty clips up there over there on their YouTube.
Absolutely. They always want their job. They do their shit. The whole 40 interview is out there. But as New Era Podcast, we wanted to speak specifically on the topic of, there's a particular clip that Hip Hop Is Real dropped where 40 Bars is saying that she feels that Chrome 23 started out as a woman's league, which they did.
Yes, that's true.
She feels like after a year, she just Remy pushed the panic button and just started dumping men on the platform. And 40 feels like a year was a little too premature and didn't give the women a fair shot at carrying the torch for the league. And she feels a little slighted. That's how she feels. So
she got,
I'm curious.
I got something to say.
Okay, let's get it. That's all I wanted to talk about.
I got something to say. Go ahead, Freddie.
She got torched, though. Like, I've seen that little clip where they were talking about that, they said her, like, every time she was on Chrome, she choked. So, like, if you're not representing or doing good for the brand and the ladies, how could you be mad at Remy taking another route?
Well, I know she cooked QB boots. She didn't choke in that battle. She beat the dog shit out of QB. Now, maybe it's another battle she had on that platform that I'm not remembering at the
time. Was it Yoshi?
Was it Yoshi? Battle? Yoshi.
Oh, yeah. Then if they was cooking in the comments, I get it now. But I was like, wait a minute, what battles was she choking? Okay, yeah, she did. That was a fucked up ass situation you did with the Yoshi situation. That was nasty work. But I feel like this. I'm not mad at Remy for moving the way she moved as far as adding men to the platform. But I will say this. I would like for it to have stayed as an all-women's league. But the truth is the truth, and it's never going to change. And that is, we said this from the beginning, that she was going to have to add men at some point.
Right.
I mean, you watch, you, well, we all watch Queen of the Ring die before our eyes. Like, the most slow bleed out death you could possibly have for years. They just kept trying to have an event randomly and it would just die right after that. You didn't see him again for months. So it's like, this, but the writing was on the wall. It's not like you ever thought this was going to be only women forever. So the fact that 40 kind of feel like she pushed the button prematurely, I'm surprised it wasn't from the rip. You needed niggas on the card to get people interested in your league. Female battle rap still to this day, for, I'm not going to lie, I don't understand why, because I love female battle rap. It don't have its own legs to stand on to carry an entire league yet. It just don't. And if, I'm going to be honest, it might not never.
Do y'all think it's any way that that Remy can still like make it the look of it as like, we're gonna put the light on women. We're gonna have guys battle over here, of course, and guy battles. But like, is there a way where she could still do like maybe the main event will still be a female battle and like, you know?
I felt like the main event should always be a female battle.
I agree.
That's one way to do it. The main event should always be a female battle. Even if it's male versus female, there's a woman at the top of this card at some point.
Right.
Period. There's with this 40 situation, I'm going to personally say maybe it's the right message, wrong messenger. Now, I love 40, but if we got to lead, okay, so if it's my pockets, I'm Remy. I'm already in the ring. And then I'm throwing battles. So I'm highly anticipated with the women. And you got, y'all can't even finish a battle because of promo and went so far left that y'all, the footage is nasty. Even if y'all could have finished it, the battle, the footage was disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be a veteran. She lost Miss Hustle because of their issue.
Right.
Who's the face of her league? Shayna just had a really good battle. We're gonna make it Shayna, we're gonna make it 40, we're gonna make it C3. C3 done choked over there too. So it's like, how are y'all expecting her to keep the league all women when it's not like y'all churning out quality work majority of the time. We talking main events. We talking main events getting messed up. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like it's up. This is the selling point for the card. You can't get through the battle. Like you're pulling your phone out mid battle, and you're the main event. You are the seller of my card. You're the name. You are the name today. And the men just it's not even just that they have a number one, they've been doing this a lot longer. So some men just it's a bigger audience for them. But they tend to be more professional on the end of we gonna rap all three of these rounds.
Right.
We're gonna rap. Like you, like, and men be having issues, but it's like when women got issues, we really be wanting to kill you. Like, I really want you to die, bitch. I rip your eyeballs out your fucking head and feed them to your children. Men don't care about that. Like, men literally don't. Like, niggas don't have enough energy. Either we, especially when it's business involved, it's like, this a battle, this what we supposed to do, that be it. It might be a little bit of extra shit talking here and there, but it never stopped them battle. How many battles get stopped? How many battles just don't finish?
Right.
Remy cannot afford to be She said she was $400,000 in the red. That's a lot of money, 40, for you to not be able to finish a battle with Yoshi.
Let me add to that real quick. The Tori Doe situation was also super duper crazy. That's what I'm saying. You are a super vet.
And granted, I hear in the background that it was something real serious going on in her life that week. And if what I heard is really the truth, I understand why she was like that. But that's the point still remains. She have an event happening right now. And all she got was three words from this girl. Round.
Yo, let me add to that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because Remy Ma seen the numbers how it was in the red, right? I think she was like, yo, this can't be like this. Because first and foremost, let me start from here. I bet money Remy felt like it would have been different or everything would be different because it was her, not knowing that this has been going on for years. And honestly, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it a bean. I gotta salute Debo for Queen of the Ring because he had to put up with this for years. So now Remy comes in as pretty much a fan and supporter of female battle rap, and this Remy Ma, let's be for real. It's Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Cool. So she figures, okay, I'm going to get a different level of respect versus Queen of the Ring. Charlie Murphy, what he said? Wrong. Sorry, Remy Ma. Female battle rap is going to battle rap. You know what I'm saying? So what happened is that she opened up Chrome 23. What she didn't expect was Tori Doe quitting on her. Her issues with Hustle. The 40 and Yoshi issue. You know, Yoshi actually bad mouthing Young Remy Ma. I don't know if you remember that, but she was on social media after the Prestavia battle and bad mouthing Remy Ma. Mind you, this is all this ungratefulness and unprofessionalism after the fact that she was clothing, spending money on these ladies' hair, makeup, nails, so that way,
promo,
just for you to act like this.
Somebody shit the bed on her event, right? With the pay per view stream, the second one she threw.
Oh yeah,
died. Mm-hmm. That whole stream died on her. Like,
yeah,
she been fighting for y'all, bro. It just ain't been. There's nothing she can do. Like, she's not a 10-man army, bro. She don't got a Beasley and a Chico on her side doing this. It's just Remy, bro. Shout out to her team. I don't want to slight them niggas because I know they helping her, but they not them niggas. So it's costing her a lot to get through this. I just hope she don't quit. I know she got the bankroll allegedly. You know what I'm saying? That's the perception, and she gonna keep going. I hope she do, bro. She really love battle rap. She here for the bullshit. And if you don't believe it, go watch Geechee versus Easy. It's on YouTube right now. Go watch it. She stood there in the fire, and you would have never knew that battle happened in the post interview.
Took it like a champ.
Like a champ. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Rem. She here for it. Let's get it. But pulling the trigger after a year, having an issue with it, I'm just like, I hear you. I understand where you're coming from with it, but Lo is right, bro. She can't hold it down with all the shit motherfuckers be adding to the problems she already got.
With the ladies,
take a lot, bro.
Yeah. I think the ladies that are doing their thing, you know, they will get booked often, you know, like Flames, Shayna Ashley, they're going to continue to get plates, you know. I don't know about the other ladies, you know, but
I know two things. Number one, she tried. She really did. And we heard about it. If she would have been able to get Jazz versus Fit out the gate like people was expecting, that 100% would have helped and maybe kept the lights on a little longer before she pulled the trigger on having a lot of men on the card. But I feel like, bruh, at this point, you definitely, I don't know how you fix the issue of Hustle, but at some point, you kind of got to have the officials and the Hustles and the Jazzes carry your league because those the biggest names. Somebody got to, one of them, E Hart, somebody got to headline this card every time. One of them, at least to bring out the bulk of female battle rap culture.
Right.
Because it can't just be, you know, two B-side type battle rappers headlining. You need, that's why the men show up. It's like, all right, well, we still got to sell this venue out. I got to have people want to come out to support, you know, these cards. It can't just be only women because that fan base not going to pull up all the time. Maybe for 40 because she got a super fan base. Maybe for Hustle, but bruh, Jazz for sure. Like, you need those names. So if she can't get them every time, she going to have to do what she got to do, bro. It is what it is.
This is nothing important that I want to say, but Ben put in the chat, I'm going to read this through. Just let me get these bars off real quick. Remy got Debo out of here. His next message says, why nobody on his neck? That got paused 9 times. Under that, he said, at least she threw an event. The next comment Ben said, that wasn't even all that crazy. 9 people paused that. He said, as a matter of fact, 10 people now pause it. Underneath that comment, Ben said, y'all got necks on your mind? 7 people pause that. Three people put a rainbow emoji on it. Sam said, this nigga just keeps going. Casual fan put the gif in there of that man on the subway train that say, police, police, police. Old head said, this nigga tripled down. And then this nigga Gio, because this is what did it for me. This was right here what did it for me. Nigga having a pause combo streak. That literally, while y'all was just talking, sent me to the fucking moon. Like, I was about to burst out laughing in the middle of that boy's point. Because Gio, take a laugh, bro. Like, why would you say a pause combo streak? Like, why did you say that? Crazy?
You know what's crazy about Lo saying that? Is while I was doing my point, I was waiting for her to jump in and make a point.
Pause. Stop.
Whoa, I missed it, but whoa.
I don't know. I'm not pointing or jumping. I don't know. I don't want to be a part.
Okay. While I was making my point, I was waiting for Lo to maybe find the opportunity.
They was in the chat saying I talk too much. So I said I don't got nothing else to say during the show.
I don't care what they say. I want a good show, so I don't care what them niggas said.
They called me DNA and they called me Danny Myers. They said I was too cold. I don't know.
Nope.
No.
You pulled up the New Hour podcast to hear all of us. How you going to say one of us is talking too much? What the hell?
I didn't even get a chance to even say that much. And just that they have been hassling me over nothing. So it's okay.
Ben, wait, Ben's still in the chat? Do he want to pull up and defend himself, or he just going to stay in the
chat? I don't think Ben should actually say, don't. As a matter of fact, his last message says, this is why I left the show, y'all childish.
Y'all remember Swayze?
Yo, not Ben packing himself up and leaving.
I don't know why he thought he could type next in the chat anyway. Like, I don't even know.
No, that was bad risky. See, he been gone too long. That's what I'm saying. See, can't fuck around.
Yeah,
gotta be careful. Gotta be careful.
Boy, been on vacation too long.
Gotta get okay. So, the next thing on the list for y'all to talk about is the twerk and jazz battle.
Oh, yeah.
Fire match.
Here we go.
Wait. Before y'all start, man, can we please have Jazz in the running of the Cody? Because this here.
She's completely in the running.
Yes.
100% in the running.
I need her name. Jay Spo, put her name in the running of Cody when y'all have your executives. Put her name in the running. She at least top three.
Okay, my bad.
Not Wody. Cody.
Yeah, he's Cody. He's definitely in the running.
Top three, at least.
She gotta be. You just stood toe-to-toe with the alien. You battled Clips earlier this year. You battled RX earlier this year. You about to battle twerk. And I feel like I'm missing a battle somewhere. But
yeah,
we are. Yo, bro, what we doing? And she hasn't died in not one. Can we emphasize not dying in any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to win Cody and Wody in the same year?
Yes!
We're about to find out. Because hold on. As much as you may feel like that's crazy, she about to battle twerk, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Do she get any kind of points for having Tay Rock on the ropes potentially and ducking a battle a little bit? Because she might catch Tay Rock in December if shit go properly.
Jeez.
It might get super crazy.
Nah, her resume this year is crazy. She can get Rock, bro.
If she get Tay Rock to close the year, she would have battled Clips, Rock, Twerk, and Nitty in the same year. Dang, three of them niggas in the last 4 months.
Another little quick side note. I heard Shuni choked in two of her rounds last night.
Oh, no.
Miss Shuni?
Shout out to the niggas that picked the chocolate. We tried to tell y'all niggas.
I heard Coffee was going crazy, though. I did hear Coffee was going crazy.
Shuni. I love Shuni regardless. I don't care if she won or she lost. That's still my dog. But I told me like, I got coffee, man. I just got coffee. I wonder what happened there. But let's talk about the card. Jazz first twerk. The card is called Rome.
Uh-huh.
It's on caffeine. October 28th. I like that it's on caffeine because for whatever reason, URL don't seem to want to be on caffeine. I don't know why. But we gonna get a caffeine event. Okay. Apparently, it's being filmed in the same space as what was that? The Matrix or whatever the fuck we see? What was that?
Yeah, that the room was fire. That's what I wanted to talk about. The way he presented it.
Yeah,
he kind of presented it as if like it's something new, but to me,
that's
it's
EK.
Like a,
it's EK, EK's yeah. car. It's his production. Company is shooting and throwing that event in particular.
Yeah.
So why
not we still haven't seen
how the battles are being shot. We just kind of seen the where they're going to be battling. But to me, that gave me just like a COVID, era environment. That kind of looked like one of them events that URL had, like in the COVID era, they would have they'd be in these warehouses and shit. So it didn't look like anything new to me.
It looked like it looked like the training stage in Street Fighter 6. That's what it looked like to me. If you ever played Street Fighter 6, it looked like the training stage where you're trying to get your moves right. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like that. It looked like that.
I like I like how the room looks in the trailer, right? Yeah, this is my situation here though. When they film it, are you gonna film it with people in the background, or are we gonna really get the 360 cinematic look, like you going around the room as they battling to make it give us a different vibe behind the battle? I don't want to just watch this room and then there's people back there. Then, like, at that point, what's the point?
Right,
unless just like you're the way going around the battle, like, what are we doing? Like, you might as well embrace this energy of this room and just give it something completely different we've never seen with no other people in the room. Just leave it as the battle.
That's exactly what the fuck is going to be.
Yeah. I hope so.
I don't see it being anything other than that. I think that they're just going to stand there and rap.
Well,
you don't think it's going to be no crowd?
Just, I hope not.
I think it's just film. He's just filming it. He's filming in battle. That's what I believe.
If you get a chance to hear Jazz rap straight through her shit and hearing Twerk rap straight through his material, bro, this battle might be everything you ever could dream, bro. It really could.
So this is just like an indoor rooftop battle.
Can I say something real quick? We don't care. We don't care. What that Stephen A. Smith meme? We don't care. We really don't care. All we want to see is Jazz and Twerk rap. That's all. I don't care if it's shot on an iPhone. Well, I do care if it's shot on an iPhone. If it's shot on like some good cameras, cool. But I don't care if it's shot, you know what I mean? Like, bird's eye view, you know, on the ground, you know, behind, you know what I mean? Like, who, over the shoulder? I don't care. We really don't care. Like, battle rap audience is very simple. And I learned this a while back. You know, we don't care about the art of the visual capture and all this cinematic artistry. We don't care. Like, yeah, we really don't care.
Like the Matrix.
Dapo.
Had a fucking dream taken when Twerk landed a haymaker.
Dapo, take a fucking lap right now. Dapo, put this fucking Kanye West meme in here. I hate you so much, Dapo. I hate you so much. You really get on my nerves.
He really bought
Oh my God.
He really bought the shoe. Like, in the same room.
If you scroll up and you look at the picture old head put in here, and then you scroll down just a little bit and look at this fucking gift Dapo put in here. I hate Dapo. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This thing is
Oh shit. It definitely like that shit from the Matrix. Nah. I just seen it.
No, scroll up to look at the actual picture of what the battle's supposed to look like. It's right above that Matrix picture. And then look at the picture Tapo put. He's such an idiot.
I wonder, is there a possibility for them to have a camera angle where maybe they pin the camera to the battle rapper so you can...
Body cam view?
Come on now.
Not the first-person view. No, I don't want the fucking... I don't want the sweatshirt titty view.
Oh, listen to what I'm saying. Somewhere, if you pin the camera somewhere, it's like it give the fans the opportunity to see what it feel like to stand in front of a Jazz or stand in front...
Cam-ass video.
Yeah, battlers move too much.
I think it would be dope.
They move too much. You know, I will have a headache trying to watch a battle from Jazz titty point of view when she getting the chopper bars off and her titty shaking back and forth. Where else they gonna put it? They gonna put some goggles on her forehead. They gonna put some goggles on her forehead with the camera right in the middle of her forehead. No, anywhere can you imagine all the gun gestures and bars and stuff that happen when people...
But that person isn't rapping. No. That person isn't rapping.
Back it up,
bad boy.
Back it up.
Yeah, I feel like Emerson Kennedy about to do some crazy cinematic type shit during the battle.
It is. And you already know his production is going to be like a full production. It's going to have an entire feel to it. That's why we don't need no titty view from... First of all, Jazz is so much shorter than Twerk. If you put the camera on Jazz's shirt, she's going to be looking at his belly button.
That's just
boy.
That's a nasty word. Now you put the camera on Twerk's shirt. you're not even going to be able to see Jazz. Like, he's talking to her.
Twerk about to be like, I'm stretching. The camera's going to start shaking. Like, yo.
Jumping up and moving all around. Like, get this Resident Evil view. This ain't Resident Evil. Pack it up, Golden Eye. We don't want to see that shit.
Put it on his pants pocket. And then you can see Jazz. You can see her straight ahead.
You put it on his pants pocket, not his eye level to Jazz. Y'all sorry.
Who mama is this?
We'll see though. But I just got the era during COVID shot in different type
I'm
of
I'm excited to see him. Didn't we have the whole card? Isn't the whole card out?
Yeah, we got the whole card.
Real name Brandon on the card. I don't
versus J Mills.
Was on there?
She versus B Magic, right? Or was it Ace? No, it's Ooh. Ace. It's Ace versus B Magic. My fault.
I like that too.
My fault. It's Ace versus Marv One and She versus B Magic.
What are you reading off of? Do you got CTE?
I don't know what the hell belt I'm finna watch, but B Magic there, I'm with it. That's my guy.
We don't know who was that. That's just throwing names, hoping one of them is on the card.
I found it.
It's Twerk versus Jazz, Ace I Mean versus Marv One, She Happens versus B Magic, Real Name Brandon versus J Mills. October 28th, pay per view via Caffeine.
We'll do the predictions at another point. But I do definitely have to say this about one of those battles.
Mm-hmm.
Real name Brandon. Yo, if you do not catch a win versus this nigga here, I don't know what to tell you. Make TikToks, my nigga. Just keep making TikToks like you've been doing. Because if you can't beat him, bro, it's over. It's over, bro. It's definitely over.
Good matchup to book. Oh my.
I like how URL approved this because you're not gonna act like they wouldn't try to fuck with anybody else. And they tried to put some shit like this together, especially on Caffeine, and you using some of their artists.
Yeah, Twerk and Jazz.
That would have been crazy. Kings versus Queens, but I mean, it wouldn't have been. But I feel like next year, Tay Rock and Jazz on Kings versus Queens gonna also be good.
Yeah, that kind of gotta. Jazz on my timeline asking what other males y'all want to see me battle.
That's what I'm saying. Jazz is kind of in that. She's on a run. Bro. She's battling all these top guys. I'm surprised URL didn't want this battle.
The battle I know is happening at some point is Calico versus Jazz. I know that's happening at some point.
Calico is not battling Jazz.
Yes, he is.
He loves her.
He's gonna battle her.
He don't want to battle no girl, but he. He also said I feel like I've heard him say I don't want to call Jazz. I don't want to talk to Jazz like that. He love her. First of all, I can never imagine. I feel like he said he would do a compliment battle. I would love to see them in a compliment battle. I would love to see Calico and Jazz in a compliment battle. If that wastes the battle for y'all, then
Calico,
so be it.
Ain't nobody paying you to be nice. We want to hear that shit, Calico.
I would love to see it. Like, could y'all imagine if it was booked on, and it has to be booked on a particular league, maybe KLTD or something like that, I think it would be. But I would love to see them have a compliment battle. He love her. Come on now, y'all acting like y'all don't know that he really love her. Y'all see how he be talking about Jazz. Stop it.
I don't mind. You just ruined the battle.
I can't imagine him truly blaming her. It just wouldn't even be right. But he doesn't want to battle no girl. So y'all just going to have to get over it.
I'd rather him not battle her than to come with all that nice shit.
I like compliment battles. I like funny stuff. So
I do too. Oh,
I'm with Freddie.
Why y'all even give him a chance to be funny? Yeah.
We need dog food in
y'all remember when he was arguing with Hitman Hall on the live and he was and Hitman was going off and he was like, Hitman, bro, we're brothers. Yo. We're happy and we're singing and we're color. Like, come on, I want to see funny Cal.
Y'all go up to Humble and bought a package with it. We don't want to hear none of that other shit. We don't want that.
Exactly. Yo,
he gonna have her in a whip, driving her down 75 still with the pack in her. Like, it's still romantic for a Detroit nigga. He's still gonna compliment
her. He's still gonna compliment her
in a Detroit nigga way, so it's still gonna have that feel to it.
I don't want that.
Y'all whack. Anyway. Shout out to the EK for the great ideas. We love it.
Haymaker in this fucking chat. I almost passed out.
Next is Vixen and Lady J, the battle hub on the X.
Bruh! Dutch, this is our time to shine, my nigga. I was minding my business,
reading the Bible. Being a good Christian man, and then I just looked on the timeline of my Twitter, and I seen Lady J and them things, and then I scrolled that. Listen, the same timeline. I did not close the app. I seen an ad for something, and then out of nowhere, Cheeks just jumping, shaking.
Somebody post the footage in New Era. I know y'all horny niggas got it. Somebody post it because I ain't see it.
I don't want to scroll. You didn't see that?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Whoa, where were you?
I be working.
I feel like Mook right now. I was chilling. I get a call from Smack. I was getting some. I was at work minding my business. I see Fat Boy in caps. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on in the chat?
It's a link.
I clicked the link. It might be one of the greatest links I ever clicked. I got Vicky Valancourt on my timeline doing the tip drill video on Twitter.
I forgot about her.
Naked. What is going on?
Naked.
Where the fuck is the
Naked.
Link?
Naked.
It's not enough evidence in the chat to support arguments here. I can't visualize what we're talking about.
Give me no rapping,
just clapping.
No rapping, just clapping.
Oh my lord!
I was so confused, but like Dutch said, I'll go down the timeline even further, and here go Lady J doing a lot with these.
Vicky had the whole.
Bro, the whole everything is out.
The whole world.
if you pause that right at the right moment.
Yeah.
If you really in your creep bag. You see me? You feel me?
Number cat.
It's crazy. Hold on, Vicky, get it up. I'm about to go subscribe to the OnlyFans. I
want
to see what else we got going on here.
Hold on. I'm not even being funny. Hold on. See, this is why you got to be a Discord cousin, because you had to be here. I'm literally sitting in my car right now. I look over, and what do I see? Meow!
Dang, she got tattoos on her back and everything. Shout out to Vicky.
Yo, nothing but bright, light-skinned ass. Paleness everywhere. On the timeline.
Not a tan in sight.
That pale ass was on the timeline, and I was here for it.
That butterball.
Bro, no rapping, just clapping. Now, he said all that to say this. We had a tweet at the timeline. Okay.
My bad. I kept watching the video. What you said?
I might be still watching it too. I ain't gonna lie. So we had a tweet hit the timeline from Brother Ike. Ike P. Shout out to
Restore Order.
Restore Order. Shout out to them. Ike P had a tweet. It says, y'all want to be rappers or porn stars? Can't do both. Oh, the internet is forever, and y'all got kids that are internet savvy. Make a choice. So I got to thinking to myself, is Ike P right about this? Oh, like, boy. Do y'all have an issue with the females doing the whole OnlyFans, Pornhub, going too far type energy? Is it affecting who they are as battle rappers, or y'all don't give a shit?
I don't think it's affecting who they are as battle rappers.
Because I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I haven't seen whether it be Yoshi, shout out to Yoshi, whether it be Coffee or Vixen or who else on there? Lady J, J Love. It's quite a bit of ladies that battle rap that are on OnlyFans, bro.
His
I haven't seen it affect none of their battles in no negative way, even though you would think it's
stop
crazy.
Stop policing
but
women's bodies and what the fuck they do. If you don't want your wife on OnlyFans, that's the bitch you need to be worried about. Don't stop worried about how another bitch getting her bag. If Vixen want to drop that ass on the timeline and then go drop a 30 on somebody and make that bag too, let her do that. Like, stop telling women how to dress, what to do, whatever. Like, if you don't want your woman to do something, then you discuss that with your woman. Mm-hmm. Stop telling other women what to do. You want a role model for your kids? That should be the women in your family. You should be the role model for your family. Stop worrying about what they kids gonna think about them when they get older. That's their business to deal with. It's a lot of niggas that rap about guns, drugs, killing, sex, disrespecting women. Is y'all worried about how y'all kids and sons gonna feel when they hear that shit when they grow up? No. Shut the fuck up. It's just a little bit of ass. Y'all niggas be acting like y'all don't like women. Let them get their bag. If it's horny niggas that want to pay $7.99 to see Vixen bent over smacking that ass, then let her get her bag. She still writes really fucking good. Like, damn, y'all really be trying to police everything women do. Let them do that. If it's not for you, it's not for you, baby. Go ahead and scroll. Scroll so fast that your phone fly across the room and smack the wall. Block her. You don't have to see that content. Watch her battles. Let her do what the internet gonna do. Them niggas is horny. Let her make her bag. She said she made in one day what she made for the Tay Rock battle, and I'm not mad. And she's still been rapping her motherfucking ass off ever since. I'm not mad. Lady J got nice titties. Let her put them titties out if she want to.
Yeah, we want to see them.
Well, first of all, we've been seeing Lil' Kim had titties on the Grammys, if I'm not mistaken. Lil' Kim is a great rapper. Titties has always been great for rap. Shut up.
We like titties. A lot.
Dang. Yeah, I ain't complaining at all.
Y'all niggas be so mad. I feel like men love to be mad at something. Like, I think he's like 163,
men
bro.
Ain't gonna be mad
this is not, like, bro, he God lived damn. Through, like, all the civil rights movement and shit different,
oh,
bro.
No.
Damn.
Damn right.
No, ain't nobody about to, bro, shake that
hold
ass.
On.
Make
I'm
that money.
From a moral standpoint, you don't want to see them do that. But if it's for your bag, I ain't never going to tell you
who's
not to get
morals?
It.
It's not. This my thing. What might be for me?
I get it.
It might not be for somebody else. My comfortability on what I put on the internet might not be for somebody else. Hey. It's for me to have my own opinions about. But I'm not about to tell that girl what you gonna do when your kids see you clapping ass on the timeline. She gonna tell them and they put $30K in the. She's gonna tell them it put $30K in the bank that month, babe.
Like,
the fuck you
kids.
Talking about? I put you through college with that, babe. It made sure that we had this nice house and all your bills were paid, and we went to Disneyland. Kids don't give a fuck. Shut up.
Now, when you was dunking them Dino Nuggets in the honey mustard, you wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
And let me get my money.
And this economy, even making $100,000, it's a lot of people still struggling. Stop telling these women how to get their bag. They still rapping good.
Let's go.
More rapping, more ass clapping. I want to see all that.
Let's get it. Freddie, you a vote? Freddie, you cool with it?
I'm with Lo 100%. Keep going. Let her cook. Keep going, Lo.
She not your fucking daughter? Like, I could see if that's your daughter and she's doing that. You like, baby, please. I really don't want you out here like that. That's different. That's your baby. That's your daughter. Yeah, this somebody else. This somebody else. Whole fucking daughter, girlfriend, mom, somebody else's mom, granddaughter. That ain't your fucking business, bro. If you want to tap into the only family, then let it go.
I got a different perspective. We didn't even give a fuck who Lady J was, with all due respect, until the Yiddies came out. Then we started saying Booker. Whether you remember it that way or not, that's exactly how it went. I didn't even know she was rapping like that. When them Yiddies dropped, we was like, yeah, she need to be on the next card, bro. Sorry. Sorry, ARP. Booker.
You know what's crazy is every time the women battle, what a lot of times one of the first things we talk about is how they looked, whether it's nice or not. Right. So it's all good. We can be like, damn, Vicky got that ass on her. Soon as she popped that ass on the timeline for her OnlyFans, now it's an issue. Like, shut your hating ass up, nigga. You wish you could be popping ass on the timeline for the OnlyFans so you can get the 30K too. Like, knock it off. Niggas be jealous. Niggas be jealous. It's certain shit men just can't do that women can do. And I'm sorry that you don't get to take advantage of that. It don't take away from her rap ability. Leave her the fuck alone and let her take care of her fucking kids.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, Piggy. Right.
Yeah, he's trying to get roasted right now.
Because I really hate when men get in women business like that. Like, stop trying to turn the culture on them for them making money. Like, nigga, she's shaking ass in her bathroom before she showers. She's going to make hundreds of dollars off that video. She not out here selling pussy. The fuck? Damn.
And she's still battling good.
And she's still battling good. Whether she losing or not, her bars is still good. Vixen's still giving 100% to battle rap. She said, hey, OnlyFans, y'all ain't getting no content. I'm writing for a battle. Y'all might didn't care for the chiller battle, but it was some good writing in there. The whole battle was ass because they couldn't wear mics, but she still did what she did. We not doing that. Put that ass on the timeline, Vicky.
Put that ass on the timeline.
Anyway, pack it up, Ike. All the other niggas who feel the same way. Let these women get their bars or stay out of women business. If it's not your woman, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyway, Geechee, what is this? Yeah. Mount Rushmore list? What we doing?
Geechee was on a podcast. I'm not sure who it was. I saw him sitting with
you. He been on a world tour. Yeah, since
he been everywhere after that easy battle. He wilding. Geechee's everywhere.
I am not mad. You get in your promo bag, boy. Mm-hmm.
They asked him who his Mount Rushmore was, obviously without saying his own name. Who's his Mount Rushmore? He has some interesting reasons for the people he picked. The first name he said was Hitman. He said because of his views, and Hitman has pretty much done everything, and he's a household name. He done transcended from battle rap to a whole nother level. Like, we get Hitman being on the Mount Rushmore. We get it. The next name he said was Nitty, because he feels like Nitty has transformed the way the battle rap culture raps now, and everybody wants to punch like Nitty and be super punches, right? So, okay. Then he had Surf, just because of Surf impact and what he mean to the culture, for obvious reasons. Surf is a legend around here. And lastly, he had Tay Rock on the list. How do y'all feel about that list?
You said Surf, Hitman, Tay Rock, and what's the other one? Nitty?
Nitty, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that list. I do. I really do. I feel like it covers... we said Surf, Nitty, Hitman. It covers everything. You got Hitman, millions of views.
It does.
Yeah, you got Hitman, millions of views.
Nitty, though? I don't know if I could put Nitty in front of like a Rex or a...
Nitty.
I don't know.
Nitty is... The only thing about Nitty is that he, even though he's the all, I feel like at this point he's the all-time greatest puncher, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's the most notable puncher. To this day, you still have people saying like Conceited and even B Magic, but
right,
Nitty but, is the all-time great to me. But I don't think his notoriety has gotten, or rather, met with his legacy of being an all-time great puncher.
Right, right. We got to think about impact and shit like that. Like Rex, Mook, these kind of guys, that like their impact alone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
So I went to Google A, because Google A is your friend.
Google A?
I asked.
She fancy. Google, let her get shit off.
Google. Why were the four presidents chosen for Mount Rushmore? And it says,
here we go.
The person
here we go.
Who built it selected these four presidents because from his perspective, they represented the most important events in history, in the history of the United States.
Right.
So that was from his perspective. Now, if we look at Geechee's list from the definition of, or the reasoning on why the presidents that he chose was chosen for this project, I think that he makes a very good list. Right. Nitty is top puncher in the world, or has worked his way up to be arguably that. Hitman, that's just, I mean, history there. Tay Rock was the face of URL for many, many years, and I feel like you can still argue that he is. And then who was the last person?
Was it Nitty, Surf?
Oh, and Surf. Surf might be the only questionable one in only a certain sense, because, but I feel like his history on battle rap as well, like he's a part of a lot of people's legacy, and then his, just what he's done even outside of battle rap, who he is outside of battle rap, is just history in itself. Just, I mean, you wouldn't be able to have a battle rap museum without having a whole Surf section. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like based on this, I feel like he got a solid list, because it is from the Mount Rushmore was built based on this person's perspective of what he felt the presidents did that was groundbreaking. Ben Geechee picked them niggas that did some groundbreaking stuff. So
not mad at it. Do y'all have a list? I have a list.
Go ahead. You?
I never really thought of a list like that. But
I got a four. I mean, y'all don't have to, obviously, y'all don't have to have a four, but I got a four. Okay. My four are Murder Mook. For obvious reasons, he just, not just the face of URL, the face of battle rap, and continues to still be. No matter when you book Mook, the turnout is going to be epic. It's going to be a lot of people, motherfuckers who forgot about battle rap and chose to move on, will still come back if Mook name pop up. He the guy. He the Jordan. Even if you don't feel like he had the best games or scored the most points, he like the Jordan face, the logo to this shit. It is what it is. Right.
Okay.
I know it's kind of cliche for a lot of people to go, you got to have Mook and Lux. No, you don't. I kind of feel like as time has gone on, I kind of moved away from Lux as being one of the Mount Rushmore faces. I think people willing to throw Lux on there just because of his greatness and how good he rapped. But I don't feel like the accolades match as far as what's done in the ring compared to some of the others, which is why the next person I'm gonna name is Averb. Averb got tremendous classic battles and versus, like I always say, versus the names that really matters, the Hitmans, the Disasters, the Surfs, all these niggas you want to name, this nigga got a winning record versus most of them niggas. Not losses. I'm talking about classics with wins. Danny Myers, all these type things. And you got to put Verb up there. He's just one of the greatest ever. And to this day, still one of the best promoters, whether you don't like his ways in his hair or you think he a little sassy, whatever you feel about Verb, he still is one of the best promo gods in this shit and ever to have done it. I think next for me, is going to be Tay Rock. Tay Rock has, we watched his story, like people like to say, go from losing the Clips badly. My man, yo, he died and then turned into the face of this shit overnight. Like, it just happened, like, out of nowhere. And Tay Rock was the guy. Whether you feel like he lost a lot of those battles or won them or whatever your feeling is behind Tay Rock's battles, bro, he done went in there with the best of the best, the greatest from the bottom of the list to the top. It does not matter. Tay Rock has basically seen everybody. And whether you, like I said, felt like you won or lost, he stood in there toe-to-toe and gave you the fight that you expected to get. That's who Tay Rock is. Lastly for me, I had a tough call with this one, but I'm with Geechee. I feel like you gotta say Hitman, bro. As much as I wanted to say Surf, Hitman has just... Bro, he another... I got super classic battles, and I done took this shit, regardless of whatever credit y'all do or don't want to give Hitman. He has just went to... He took battle rap and went to a whole nother platform with it and still was dope there. And he carried battle rap on his shoulders. And whether you like it or not, whenever Hitman come back, it's a million views. That's more views in battle rap's pocket that you're not going to really get from a lot of other niggas when they come back to battle. Whenever you put Hitman on YouTube, it's a million views. That is a lock. That's my four right now. That's what I got.
Hey, Verb.
I think it's...
I gotta have Verb. I just feel like when it's about winning for me at the end of the day. And you're going to talk about the most decorated winners of the niggas that done this at the highest level. Ain't too many niggas. The next name, I'm going to be honest. The Who next name, that's the Verb.
I feel like I would name, put Calico over.
Yeah, you got
to. I mean, that's your list. But I feel like, hold on. Let me out. I feel like when you're talking about wins and losses, I feel like it's Verb. And right there, whether you're paying attention or not, is Jazz the fucking rapper. These two niggas don't lose big battles, bro. A lot of these other niggas, you can make a case they lost a lot of big battles. It might be 50-50 or some shit like that on the split. For right. Verb, like, okay, later in his career, yeah, he done lost some battles he shouldn't have lost. But I'm talking about the Verb that I know from the era I began watching up until maybe up the point of battling Lux. Up until that point, it was like, yo, Verb, the first nigga to get Mook and Lux on his resume, arguably won to some people both battles. Like, you could go down the list of stars, superstars, iconic names in this culture, and Verb got a win on them niggas, bro. I'm sorry. It's about wins and losses. And Jazz is probably the next highest name without a ton of losses behind all them wins that matter. Shout out to Cal, though. I love Cal. He's one of my top five favorites of all time. But I just can't put him on the list.
Damn, I'm from St. Louis. Okay.
Damn, I'm from St. Louis. Listen. It is what it is.
It doesn't matter, though. It's a solid list. It's a solid list. I never really thought of one, to be honest.
I feel like I was getting a phone call just now. What the hell was this
happening? It's a solid list. I don't have a list. I would really want to actually think on it a little bit more.
I don't want to
because I feel like I'll be freestyling it a little bit. I got like two names I feel like I probably for sure have on there, but it's a lot of battle rappers that done a lot of shit that I feel like, because like, you know, DNA is like,
yeah,
without DNA, it's a lot of battle rap you don't get. I'm talking about like, he came, you know what I'm saying? Like, what he brought to the URL table, aside of talent, is very monumental. So it's like, I don't know, it's a lot. I want to think on it a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway.
I got another question if y'all interested.
Yeah.
I just literally looked over. Real quick, I looked over and my child of mine, my daughter, my favorite in the world, don't ever tell nobody that I got a favorite child. My favorite child is on the porch right now in a Pack It the Fuck Up hoodie. I love her so much. Right. I love
I just, that. I just found my pack of hoodie the other day too. That's crazy.
That's my baby. She listen. She everything. All right. This is my question right here. We like the rank stuff in this culture for whatever reason. Can y'all hear me? Because my phone keeps saying I'm on a phone call. I don't know why it's doing that. But anyway, yeah, damn right. Damn, I'm a dad. Absolutely. okay. Do y'all feel like now I want to include two different leagues. Has Chrome 23 and the bullpen kind of launched themselves into comfortable top five status at this point? After this year, like, haven't seen everything we've seen. I know yesterday there was a bit of a hiccup. Four battles apparently didn't happen on John John's card.
Four?
Y'all feel like they comfortably? Yeah, four. Apparently four of them shit didn't happen. A Super Black battle, Clips battle, Trez battle, and one more. Shout out to Jay Smoe. It was four of them, right? So out of seven battles, four didn't happen. But they both been having. So you got KOTD, obviously. You got URL, obviously, and then RBE. Does Chrome and bullpen kind of round out the top five at this point? I know I don't want to slight nobody, so shout out to.
What about the Riot?
Do you feel like they over? That's what I'm saying. You feel like they over bullpen? Do you feel like they over the Philly League? What's the league in Philly? I always fucking forget that name. Battle Academy. My bad. Do you feel like they over them?
Drake in this league too. Gate to the Garden.
Gate to the Garden. You feel like that's over bullpen? You feel like it's over Chrome?
Not necessarily.
I think Chrome is a different. Because
Chrome definitely
she can afford to pay good talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you have a smaller league or a league that's more built from scratch, of course your talent is more locally known or known if people are interested in your league. Mm-hmm. John has thrown some good events. He did take some time off though, so it's hard for me to put him up there. It's tricky. OSBL be having some fire events too.
Hold on, chat. You too early. In the words of Hollow, you too early. Let me cook. We gonna get there. So potentially that is the top five. I see some people saying they might got the Riot in there instead of bullpen. Okay, cool. Yeah. At the end of this year, do we feel like RBE has finally stepped into number one? That's a long time getting
just for this year.
Do you feel like it happened? Okay, you saying just for this year?
Yeah,
I can't.
Obviously, URL next year could be out the gate with it and do 40 events and cook everybody because that's URL. That's what they came.
Not just 40 events, to like some good cards and you know, like back on their bullies.
Okay.
But I would say this year I could definitely give RBE the number one spot. Definitely.
But so you feel like RBE, URL.
URL, Chrome, and KOTD. Then,
oh, you feel like Chrome is third and then KOTD. And then bullpen?
Yeah. I was just gonna say that. Like them top four is like I think they're in a different level. Then what comes after, you know? So it's hard to give that number five spot to a certain league. I would say the Riot and bullpen is up there.
I don't have nothing. Obviously, I love the Riot. They had
OSBL great battles over there. Is kicking ass too.
OSBL.
They on their way. They on their way. They had some definitely marquee matchups this year. Earlier this year,
GTX.
I just don't GTX think they.
It's not even just that. It's the new talent that they bring into URL stage or two. She got a lot of talent that talent that's making it far is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Her own homegrown talent.
No, but I was going to say, I feel like the argument you're making is more of a nod to who Kels is and what she's doing as opposed to the solidness of the league, like what is compared to the other ones, I don't think it's up there with what they do, what the other leagues are doing. But but they definitely making noise. I was definitely early this year. We was one of the first ones saying, yo, y'all got to look out for OSBL. We've been saying that since the beginning of this year. So we definitely know what they're capable of, but I feel like there's finally like a legit top five. Even if your five isn't bullpen and it's the Riot instead, it's like, okay, Battle Rap really growing now. It's not just like, all right, it's these two or three leagues, and then we don't even really think about a top five or a top 10 because it ain't really no consistency nowhere else really like that. Yeah. But that's no slight to OSBL and Gate City Garden and the Philly League. I forgot again that fucking
Battle Academy, bro.
Battle Academy. Yo, Stiz, my bad, bro. I swear to God, my bad. I just never can remember for some reason. But you know it's a bunch of good leagues.
You know who can snatch that number five spot? Like if they stay consistent? The Trenches League. Easy.
I think it's going to take a lot of work for Easy to get to that point. It's going to take a lot of work because he's going to have to find the avenues less travel where URL is willing to be at. Like, he's going to have to maneuver around them. I think that they have kind of made it obvious that we're going to be a thorn in whatever you do trying to get cards booked if we can. I feel like that's the agenda. So when they decide to stop caring, maybe it's a little easier of a path. But he trying to develop his own talent over there. He trying to do his own thing, and I support it. Like, we need more battle rappers to work on creating their own leagues. I felt like Surf was onto something, too, with Midnight Madness. It's sad the way it went out, but he was clearly onto something.
And then Surf is a brand of his own. Tattoos on his neck. How can Surf not be on your Mount Rushmore when you got that much power? Like, how? That no one man should have all that power.
Yo.
And
yo,
on that note, out.
They thought they were gonna get in so many events for like the rest of their life, and that shit died.
It is fantasy football time. I'm finna kick man's little ass. Okay. Oh, dang. I didn't even know one of his teams already played.
Yo, so what is the next event that we're watching as a family?
I would hope it's... What's the event? Rome. I would think that's the next one we're going to get to watch. URL just had a whole weekend. I think it's more battles today. A whole weekend that you ain't going to get to see none of this shit. We didn't watch the John John event yesterday. The 28th.
October.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's the next card we gonna all get to watch together, but...
Bam Legacy is today, but of course...
Nah, hold on! URL! Wait. Y'all did all this shit talking on my timeline, and y'all was getting on my nerves, I ain't even gonna lie. URL back outside, a whole weekend of battles, pull up, yada, yada. Y'all had three fucking events happen in one weekend, and we ain't get to see one of the three? What the fuck is that?
That's trash.
Come on, bro. That's kind of trash as you think about it. Like, what we doing here?
You could have charged us the $4.99 for one of these little ass events or something, bro.
Bro, somebody said it was like $130 to attend all three events. Or something like that, $140 or whatever it was, like, bruh. And you can't see none of them shits. Like, bro, come on, URL. Whatever the caffeine deal is, just move on from it or something. Like,
caffeine got URL in it and a Puff Daddy deal. Like,
bro, them niggas in the block.
A Puff Daddy deal is crazy.
360 deal? Yo. Yeah, they got y'all in the blender, bro. Y'all get mixed bad.
They treating y'all like little C's. Like, damn, get it together.
Yeah, it's over. Listen, RBE really taking off? No. Now, here's the question. I will say this. RBE, we giving y'all all this praise right now, and we was saluting y'all for the car y'all had, like, in the middle of the year, like, around the summertime. But it's about consistency. We ain't just giving you the top spot and then you just go back to regular cards. And,
yeah,
and you got to book them big names regularly now to stay near the top.
Oh, here, you are right.
URL might got y'all on that one as far as who they can book regularly. So we done here. Yeah. We made it all the way to on the court. I'm ready to watch football.
It's time to pack it up. We got a lot to do.
We really love y'all. We really do, Dwyer. Cause
I left the Ravens game to talk battle rap. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to call out from work.
We spent 30 minutes on the Crucible. You know it's a slow week.
It's a slow week. We love y'all, though. Fat Boys, we out.
We is definitely out. Going to go ahead and watch football with my family. Shout out to Ben. He got to go to a birthday party during football. Or whatever, a costume party, whatever it is. His friends do not love him. Man, you booked a kid's party on a Sunday? The hell? Shout out to Ben, though. I'm ready to watch football.
Facts. Ready, we out.
We definitely out. I'm trying to win 4 in a row after starting 0-2. So I'm loving fantasy football right now. Let's get back to the shits.
I ain't gonna lie. Jay-Z kicked my ass last week. You know, I was just wishing for any of his players to catch any injury. I was just hoping any of the niggas that go questionable, even for 5 minutes, they was over there. I'm like, can I have mercy? Damn, Ben.
Who I play today,
Ben? I'm back for revenge today. Sorry, you got to go to a birthday party, but I'm gonna be mini locked in, hoping I'm kicking your ass, and we is out. Dutch, you here, Brody?
Cut the show, Dutch.
Oh, brother. Cut the show off. Dutch, cut the show off.